There are a lot of variables when it comes to how much funding the Missouri Department of Transportation gets each year. The Highway and Transportation Commission looks at all angles. Missouri Highway and Transportation Commissioner Lloyd Carmichael of Springfield says now that the legislative session has convened, the commission is in wait-and-see mode.
We're looking forward to this legislative session. They've got some big challenges. A big challenge, the budget, and we'll work with them to help to meet that challenge.
Commission Chairman Rudy Farber of Neosho says it's much the same at the federal level right now.
I think most of us understand that there are a number of rather large uncertainties facing our legislature as well as the Congress of the United States. But those same types of issues are facing us because our funds are diminished, and unfortunately we will not in the future be able to do what we have done in the past, and that is a concern to all of us.
Farber says the change in leadership at the congressional level means a transportation authorization bill ceases to move forward. Representative Jim Oberstar, a Minnesota Democrat, was pushing a bill through that would fully authorize MoDOT spending. That was before he was defeated by a Republican in November. Now, Representative John Mica, a Florida Republican, is the chairman of the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.